Hey, everybody. Here's your weekly energetic check-in for February 7th to the 13th. So we have, it's interesting, again, if you guys follow the Schumann resonance and the space weather, I find it really kind of interesting because the Schumann scale, so that's like the heartbeat of the Earth, right? So its base rating has been 7.83. That's kind of like, we know like that's where its normal is. And then we watch it, you know, spike or drop from that point. I find it so interesting though, for this past like big chunk of time, like I don't know if it's been a year, it's definitely been more than 6 months, we haven't seen it go up much at all. So as an example, prior to this, so let's like look it back at last year, we were going up to like 100. It was going up to 100, which is massive as far as the energy that's coming through. We haven't seen anything like that. So it's almost like there's like this sleep mode that it's going into, or it's like this reserve of energy for like a buildup of energy to come. So it's kind of like when you, it's interesting because when I tune into like the vibrational energy of the core of the Earth, it really is kind of like in this resting state. It's like in this, they're saying metamorphosis to me right now. So maybe that's part of it. Maybe it's like that trance. You know how, so I think, you know, if you look at like a butterfly, right? That's, you know, a caterpillar that's going into the change to be a butterfly. I think, and don't quote me on this because I didn't Google it, but what they're showing me, because they're showing it to me, is that when they're in the cocoon state, it's almost like death state. So almost like, so very little energy coming through, very quiet, very, you know, like a barely registering on, you know, on the heart monitor, that kind of thing. And it's like that regrowth, that renewing of the cells, that rebuilding. And then, of course, then the birth happens, right? The butterfly is born and then boom, there's life again. And it's interesting that they're showing me that comparison to what's happening with the vibrational frequency of the Earth right now. And I find it very interesting that how, you know, if you tune into the energy collectively right now on the planet, it's very chaotic right now. It's very unstable. It's very chaotic. We have a lot of fear flying around. But if you go into the center of the Earth, there, it's very calm. It's very still. There's no drama in there. There's just kind of like a deep rest with a rebuilding happening in there. And so I'm thankful that they're showing me that, because it's a reminder for all of us that amongst all of the chaos, amongst all of the turmoil and everything that were happening, we can always go deep within. And when we go deep within, that center, that soul energy, that higher self energy is where that deep stillness is, where that calm is. And that's the reminder that we're going to have for getting through this week in particular, because they're saying to me choppy waters. So I feel like there's going to be a lot of stuff kind of coming up all over the place this week. And it'll be our like inner sanctuary that's going to help us to get through this. And to be really mindful of, you know, not being pulled into the drama of stuff, into the trauma of it. To remind ourselves that, yes, you know, although we are collectively having this experience, we don't have to be an active participant in all of the negative stuff. So in all of the high emotions or any of that stuff that's coming through. Because Lord knows there are enough souls that are doing that are actively participating in all of the high emotions, the trauma and the drama. And I don't know about you, but I've had more than my share of people try to reach out and grab my hand and pull me into the chaos and the mess of it all. And it takes a lot of energy to, you know, and restraint to not join them in it, to, you know, have this recognition of, okay, so I recognize how that feels. I know that I'm on repeat with this with you guys, but I think we honestly need it on repeat. But it's the whole recognizing, you know, what ego feels like, what pain body feels like, and recognizing that, okay, so that's not where I want to go. That's not the vibrational alignment that I want to be in with. I don't want to be in alignment with my ego. I don't want to be in alignment with my pain body, because I know that as soon as I do that, my experience shifts and changes for me. And although I do learn lessons through that vibrational frequency and shift, I would prefer to have the experiences through my higher self, through my soul energy, instead of on the bumpy road. So I hope that makes sense to you guys. So I have a question, and you guys can perhaps, you know, send an email, or in our Facebook group, you can talk about this. But the new moon changes. So we had that really big, powerful new moon that came in, right? And so when I was going in collectively to talk about what's going on for us right now, they gave me this like, did new moon changes ? And same old ? And so I find sometimes, you know, we get these big, powerful energy waves come in and we're all about, oh yeah, it's the new moon. I'm going to manifest. I'm going to create. I'm going to have all this. And then the new moon happens and it goes away. And then we forget about what we said we were going to do. So here's the thing I want you guys to kind of bring some focus and attention to, because that new moon energy kind of stays with us. It doesn't happen on the day and, you know, in that little frame of time and then disappear. It's kind of like a higher vibration that comes up and stays really almost until the full moon, right? Like it goes into that next cycle. Of course, every day, every night, the moon is cycling, but there's like that bigger energy, right? And so as that big energy is still here with us, because I don't think the full moon comes down until like the 17th or 18th, we're still going to be in that manifesting energy. So the new moon energy. So bringing your, just kind of having, and maybe you could like write this on your hand somewhere or put a sticky note or, I don't know, put a screensaver on your phone, whatever, wherever your eyes go the most, put a reminder of just saying new moon manifesting, new moon manifesting. And that's kind of your reminder of, okay, so I still have the power of the universe. It's there all the time, but I have a significant amount of power from the universe right now coming through that is manifesting energy to prime me for manifesting. So what does that mean for me? What is that reminder for me? The reminder is that my thoughts need to be on the stuff that I want. My thoughts need to go to the places that feel good. Because of course, anything that I get into alignment with is going to come into my experience. So if I'm thinking about shitty things, if I'm thinking about stuff that doesn't make me feel good, I'm going to get more of that stuff to have that same experience. So I go back to myself, right? Because I'm the creator, the power is coming from within. And I remind myself, okay, so how am I feeling with these thoughts? How are these thoughts making me feel? If I'm thinking about a friend that I, you know, maybe we've come out of sync or we're not, you know, we're not in alignment with each other anymore. If I think about that, if I put my focus and energy on that, I'm just going to keep myself in vibrational alignment with that. But if I have the recognition of, okay, I recognize that doesn't feel good. Maybe I've moved on. Maybe they've moved on. Maybe it's time to open up the door for other friends to come in. If I put my energy on that, on the other stuff, then that will shift me out of the vibrational energy of the lack or the lower frequency. And it happens instantly. This is the thing we have to remind ourselves about. It can happen instantly. We shift our energy away from that. And that is like for everything in our lives, everything from things that are happening with us physically, emotionally, mentally. You just have this shift in awareness of, oh, okay, so I don't like this and I'm going to shift it and move it. And I'll give you an example of how powerful we are as energetic beings. So yesterday, I'm sure you guys saw, we were in Ottawa for the weekend. And so that was like 12 hours of driving in the car. And my low back is like crunched. It's it's not feeling good at all. It is tight and it's sore and it feels like it's stuck and it's giving me a headache. And so I woke up, didn't sleep great last night, and then woke up this morning in pain, like with migraine pain from the low back and achy and not feeling great. And I've got a big day of stuff to do, so I can't sit here and, you know, wallow in my pain. So what I'm doing, what I did then is instead I did things to support myself. So I energetically, so I, you know, of course, before I do this, I have to meditate and I do, and I sage and I clear. So I did that to clear my body, to clear the energy. And something that I've been doing lately, and it's kind of interesting because it is working almost immediately, is if there's a part of my body that's not feeling well or something that I'm having discomfort with, I simply say, body heal itself now. Body heal itself now. Or pain be gone now. Pain be gone now. And I'm literally sending command to that part of my body to either clear it, to heal it, to move it, whatever it needs. And I'm doing it as in a, and it's interesting. And let me know if you guys are finding this, but it's almost like there's a pool of resources out there now that's kind of been given to us that allows us to like instantly do that stuff. So it's no more that I have to be like, oh yeah, you know, this is going to take some time and I got to do this and I'm going to do that. And maybe in a couple of days it'll feel, but no, it's like now. It's like, okay, I acknowledge the pain. I see it there. I can understand where it's coming from, the root of it. In this particular case, it's just from the car ride, but it could be from emotional stuff, right? Because it could be the stagnant energy stuck in the body that causes that stuff to come up, to come through. And I'll share a side note on that because I had an insight, of course, when I was channeling this stuff for you guys. But yeah, so instead of, you know, asking for it to be healed or asking, I'm just commanding it. Body heal itself now. Pain be cleared now. Boom. And it's very interesting because there's an instant shift that happens. And I'm not saying that I'm, you know, magical, though I am, but you are too. You're just as magical. But everybody can do this because what it is it's having that faith and knowing that as soon as I say those words, as soon as I create that command, I just know that it's happening. I know that it's going to happen. And that's how things happen in our reality. That's how things are created. We just have a knowing that it's going to happen. We have a faith. We have a trust. We have a knowing that it's going to happen. We don't have to know the how, the why, the what. We don't have to, you know, we don't have to be able to write a book about it. I just know. I'm going to say it and it's going to happen. And that's when we are tuned into the energy and we have the realization that there are pockets of energy all over, all around us that we can literally tune in like that. It's like, you know, they're showing me you have a flat tire in your car, you know, and then boom, every gas station's got a tire pump. So, you know, if your tire's flat, you pull into the tire pump and boom, there's tire in your air in your tire. And that's the same thing that they're showing me right now of how, boom, there's these pockets of energies and boom, we just tune into them. We bring them in and they're saying life force to me. So it's literally like that army of energy that gives you life that is around you, helping you. And so I'll go back to the example of something that, so I'll admit it. I'm probably one of the, you know, weirdest empaths you'll ever meet. And I, you know, and I've always have been like this. I've always been like, you know, the energy sensitive freak around everybody, and I'm okay with it. I have realized that there's nothing wrong with me. It actually is a good thing, so I'm okay with that. And I mean, no disrespect to myself, calling myself a weirdo or a freak. It's kind of funny about it. But from the beginning of the whole convoy stuff that was happening, whenever we would, and this was before too, because we had some, you know, you'd see some of the protesters out on the streets, you know, with the flags or with the signs and stuff. And every single time I would go by them and I would honk my horn in solidarity and support, I would instantly try to break out into an ugly cry. Like, it was okay when I was by myself because I would just cry. It would just come out. But when you're with people in your car and you're driving, you don't want to be breaking out into ugly cry every 5 minutes. And so this was happening every single time I would like honk the horn in support. And so I asked about this because we, you know, of course we were there this weekend where there was lots of honking and lots of holding back, trying not to, you know, because it's not pretty just tears falling down my face. It's like the ugly cry. And so, and I know you should let the tears fall and you should let it go. And I do, but you know, there's times when you want to just reserve it for when you're by yourself. And so I asked about it and they said to me that that's like that stuck emotion within me. It's like that sadness, that grief that's still sitting within my body. So when that energy comes through, like the energy exchange of feeling good about what I'm seeing, when it comes through, it's like it hits a block in me. And then that creates that, you know, that kind of like bumpy emotional reaction. And so it goes to show me that I have a lot of emotional energy still that needs to be released. And through tears, obviously, is a great way to release it and move some of that energy. So I just thought I'd share that insight because if any of you are having that, I know we had, I think Kelly was in the last live that we did and she was saying that she was highly emotional about everything. Everything was coming up. And so I feel like that's kind of like the indicator of that, right? Of like, we've got a little bit more of that in us that we need or that, you know, that we need to make us feel comfortable. And so we can have the realization that we need to release it, that it needs to go. So pay attention to that if that's you, if that feels like that is relevant to you. Because it's kind of like, again, it's like when we're the clear channel, things can flow through, but when there's blocks in the way, it, right, things are not going to flow as smoothly as we need them to. And that goes for everything. That goes with, you know, when we have high solar winds coming through, which we have right now. So if the more clear your channel is, when the solar winds are coming through, you're not going to feel them as much. But if you have a whole bunch of emotional stagnant energy within you, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it more than anybody else. Okay, my lovelies. So this week we have on Thursday, we have our healing circle. So Thursday, 7:00. I hope you guys can come. I really feel like it will be a powerful healing circle. And then the following Thursday, we do have our reading night. So we're going to be doing some readings. I have a guest speaker lined up for that to come in and read with us. But there's been a development in that. I might share it with you guys. I might not. We'll see how it plays out. It's definitely a life lesson for me right now. So once I get on the other side of it, I will share that with you guys. Okay. You guys have an amazing, amazing week. And I will hopefully see you guys all on Thursday. If I don't remember, you will see me in the hub, log into your account. And there I will be sending you guys all huge, huge blessings. I'll talk to you soon.